Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, and that starter snack.
A starter snack?
Well, they hosted us. You've been wearing a lot of starter gear recently.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what you said was like a Jim Carrey line, right?
And Harry and the Truman Show.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that when we started saying it, but it is.
I don't see you.
Good night.
No one good evening and good night.
Yeah, he knows.
I know. I didn't remember that when we started.
Yeah.
I like your hat. The
I
best.
Like yours too, man.
The polo hats are the best.
Totally.
The best. Hey, Tech Nine is here.
Yes,
Tech
sir.
Nine.
Last time he was here, Sife wasn't here for some reason.
Nah.
But before we get to Tech Nine, who's a friend? Amy's a friend.
Okay.
I consider Tech Nine a friend.
Yeah.
Brittany, come say hello real quick. I think the people may miss Brittany. Grab the little mic over there.
Really?
Well, Tech Nine.
I'm here.
You're viewing Brittany for the first time. She's quite a beauty, isn't she?
Totally.
What are you?
Why is this happening?
Just I want to infiltrate Brittany into the every once in a while.
Oh, okay.
Her weird voice, random shit she says.
She's so gorgeous that she don't need makeup.
Aw, thanks. You noticed I'm not wearing makeup. I'm a hot mess. You see?
That's what I said.
Oh, I hate you.
I said, see how Brittany's wearing the awesome t-shirt of Juan Epstein?
Mm-hmm. I
see. Our podcast. I thought that.
No.
I said, let me take a picture because our shirts are coming out soon. And I thought, let me get a Brittany. You know, she gets mad likes. Mm. Thousands, as we learned last time.
Right.
She was like, you can't take one. I'm not wearing makeup. And I was like, what are you talking
about? I'm like a hot mess. My hair's not. Do I look like a homeless bum today?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Because I have the shirt on.
No, you look cute today.
You see her.
It's because I'm wearing the shirt.
I honestly cannot stand girls that act like that. Okay. Like, are beautiful. God, and like, I'm a hot mess right now. You look good.
A hot mess. I hate
you look beautiful. Accept it. Move on with your fucking life.
God, yeah. I can't even see the shirt, Brittany, if you do that.
We
told her that some days she looks like a hobo. Today's not one of the. All these pictures are blurred.
We can take a photo.
And her, when you say she looks like a hobo, it has nothing to do with her face.
Right, never her face.
It's her fucking 13X baggy clothes.
Yeah, but you're actually freaking the baggy 1F shirt pretty well today.
Yeah,
she freaks baggy clothes well, but she wears like bummy sweats.
So I promise we can take one when we're done?
Has nothing to do with your face.
Yeah, your face is fine.
Man, I'm tired of this shit.
Thank you, Brittany.
He doesn't want to talk about
Can you get
anymore.
Ian for me?
Sure.
What do you use, like eyeliner and stuff, like when you do yourself up or whatever?
Yeah, what do you do?
Mascara and lipstick, or at least like mascara.
What kind of lipstick, though? Gosh. Like it should be like this gloss.
Just gloss. You should listen to him. This is Tech Nine.
Yeah.
Okay? He's made an empire himself. All right, thank you.
Okay.
The last time I saw Tech Nine, pretty sure he was making some bit short titties on stage.
Oh, yeah. That's what I do, man.
You know that, Sife?
I did not know that. Oh. I'll admit I'm not a huge Tech Nine aficionado.
You just got to come to one of the shows. And you.
I've been trying to.
Yeah.
I just don't know. You're in another world when I don't even. I know you're here a lot, and you probably have completely sold out shows, and I heard you sell tons of merch.
Yeah, but it's under the radar.
And I went online and listened to some of your songs. Like, I'll go check out like the most viewed YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm not. In the know, but I was also out of music for a while. Can you find my double X 1F shirt in the wardrobe department for the shoot today?
Yeah, you were out of music, but you're making a comeback.
Yeah. So I'm excited. And every time we've had a guest so far recently, I've went and listened to a lot of
afterwards?
That shit. Yeah.
What about Ninth Wonder?
Not yet, but I want to.
You're going to do it.
Yeah, Little Brother and all that.
Did you hear something whack when you looked me up?
No, not at all.
Because
it's like, you're from the Midwest.
Kansas City.
I know.
Yeah. Kansas City.
I know 1F fans. They're probably, we don't know about from the Midwest, but some of your shit sounds like West Coast-ish.
Yeah.
Well, he has some history in the West Coast.
I love the West Coast vibe. Exactly. That's my vibe of music. So when I heard it, I was like, oh, okay. I can fuck with this.
Yeah.
Tech Nine, it occupies your own interesting space.
Wait, what's the West Coast history?
If you should go back. I do a podcast called Juan Epstein with Cypher Sounds, but there was one where you weren't
I've
here.
I've never listened to our own podcast.
And he's never heard it. He's never heard of
not,
it.
Not
I think
one.
We're up to like episode, probably close to 150, 200, really? Something like that.
He's in his own world, man.
No idea, yeah. He hasn't heard Tech Nine, but you can't feel bad because he hasn't heard his own podcast.
I don't want to hear my own voice. My own voice sucks.
That's a good point. No,
what's your favorite music to listen to, man?
What do you mean?
What's your favorite music to listen to?
Hip hop?
Music, period.
Oh, I like all kind of music.
What do you listen to the most?
What do you buy?
What do I buy?
Do you buy anything?
I buy hip hop CDs.
Okay.
But like.
Like if Outkast came out, you'd buy that.
Oh, yeah.
You just named
it. I buy almost every big hip hop CD, but like collect it. Like I like my collection to be tight.
I bought 2 Chainz. I bought Jay.
Yeah.
I bought Kanye.
Bought all those.
I bought Eminem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I didn't buy Eminem.
You didn't?
No.
Okay.
Because the thing is with hip hop, I get everything for free.
Okay.
So.
You just go buy it to support.
Yeah, I like to have
For the record, Eminem,
CDs.
He did all right without you.
No, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he good. He was good.
But sure. But I listen to a lot of reggae. I listen to a lot. You know what? I people always ask me, what do you listen to? And I was think I listen to a lot of 90s R&B, but I never say that.
Yeah.
I know that you do.
Like, you like Jodeci and stuff like that?
Yeah, yeah. But like if I go in the crib and if I fuck with like one of those internet things, like a Pandora or something.
R. Kelly.
I'll put in R. Kelly or Jodeci or Total and then like rock with all that shit.
Yeah.
What about you, Techno? What do you listen to?
Yeah, what do you listen to?
Everything he just said, I listen to music, man. So, you know, I listen to a lot of rock as well, you know.
And what kind of rock?
I like hard shit like Slipknot, System of a Down, you know. Yes. Back classic shit like
How do you Doors. Listen to it, though? Like,
loud as fuck.
Background?
Loud as fuck.
But what are you doing when you're listening to it?
Probably headbanging, you know what I'm saying, in the car or something.
Oh, driving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I mean? When I'm getting dressed in the morning.
All right, so the amp you up.
Sometimes I throw in Lana Del Rey. Sometimes I throw in Eminem CD. Sometimes I throw in Kanye. Sometimes I throw in Jay.
This is in your house?
Yeah, this is in my house. Citizen Cope. You know what I mean?
Wait, how do you play your music?
Loud as fuck, man.
No, but is it a CD? Is it MP3?
CD.
You play all CDs?
Yeah.
I play CDs.
And does it go through your whole house?
No, well, my shit downstairs is like a concert. You know what I mean? My speakers. So I can hear it upstairs, but
all right.
Sometimes I can put it in my room and my DVD player, and my TV is loud as fuck in my room when I'm in the shower. So I do it like that as well.
Regular guy shit.
Where do you live?
How about that life?
Kansas City,
you
Missouri.
You live in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Do you have a big ass house in Kansas City?
Yes, I do, man. I had to.
Gotta be big.
Yeah, I had to. I've been there for almost 4 years. Before that, I lived in a condo out in Blue Springs, Missouri. It's like on the outskirts, but I moved all the way on the outskirts of Kansas City because the more popular I get, the more motherfuckers want to roll by your house and so they can't get to me.
You got your shit's gated.
Now, hold on. I want to get to you more about your Kansas City life, but before I forget this question, mm-hmm. it's a very nuanced question that I want to ask you.
Okay.
You are a... black man.
Black man.
Whoa, who where loves, is this going?
This isn't as deep as it sounds, but but you'll understand. I've said this to you before. I know you get it. You're a black man who loves all kinds of music, mm-hmm. including tons of rock music, mm-hmm. heavy metal. Yeah. I'm sure you probably like some 70s classic rock, kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. The Doors.
Being a person like myself who's constantly in a black world, one of the things that irritates me is that when black people often make fun of white stuff, the way they make fun of white music is thrown into this bucket that's so off. Like they'll be like this isn't making fun, but I gave Scythe the example. I was in Jamaica, and they did these terrible performances at the resort, right?
Okay.
And this wasn't even making fun. This was trying to pay tribute. But they did one called like Rock Night.
Yeah.
And they would go, their considering of Rock Night, which essentially really just meant white music, was like they would do Led Zeppelin and then Katy Perry.
Wow.
And it's like it's all the fucking same. Like you can basically, like black people I know who aren't into rock at all, they throw it all in a bucket the exact same way white people do with stuff in the hip hop world.
Exactly.
And I'm like, do you know how much nuance you're missing? Like those things aren't similar just because there's a drum and electric guitar.
Yeah, that's the same.
Everyone's like, oh yeah, no, you do this to it. I'm like, that's Third Eye Blind. That's really cheesy. That's for
Perry's pop and put it with Led Zeppelin's rock.
Right. You know? And like they're totally one's respect. Oh, anyways, that was a different side note. Hey, so
Kansas City.
Who is bigger in any field? Than Tech N9ne in Kansas City.
Damn. Janelle Monae is pretty big, man.
Janelle
Monae's from Kansas City.
Yeah, she's pretty big.
Kansas City, Missouri.
She's doing CoverGirl commercials and shit.
She's
like
big. I didn't even realize. Big, and she was here recently. I totally forgot that she was from Kansas City.
Homie, man. She's doing it. You know
she is doing it. But she moved to Atlanta a long time ago, right?
Yes, she did. But she's from Kansas City and reps Kansas City.
And you know her from back then?
Yes,
when she was around the circuit there,
yes,
too?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember. I think she went to a school over in KCK, though. You know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken. But
Kansas City, Kansas.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. What do you think of those motherfuckers? I don't know.
No, fuck them, man.
We're the City Slickers in Missouri, so, you know, they're out in the country.
Is there an actual... is there an actual...
Bridge. It's a bridge you have to cross.
But is there a rift between the people? Like, do y'all... Or is it...
Over the years, it used to be.
Kansas City, Kansas is like... they come over on the weekends, like people from Jersey come to New York City.
Yeah, they do.
And they work in Kansas City, there, Missouri.
Back in the day, we go over there, we probably had a fight, you know.
You don't go there to do social stuff. There's nothing there.
Well, nowadays, you know, everybody got love. You know?
But is there stuff to do over there?
Yeah, there's stuff to do over in Kansas.
It's like when you go to a club in Jersey.
Memorial Hall.
There's some hot bitches out there, yo.
Probably some hot bitches, you never know.
A lot of hot bitches.
Really? On the Kansas side?
Yes, it is. A lot of hot bitches.
I'll be honest.
That's why we went over there, though.
I was going to say, I'll be honest, sheerly on the name of the state as an objective observer, I would picture more hot bitches in the state of Kansas than Missouri.
No, there is too, but you're saying Kansas country. City, Missouri is a city.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is like the main city, the downtown and all that. And then Kansas City, Kansas is like a suburb of...
That's like country. It's like New Jersey. You know?
It's like the Jersey to... Yeah,
it's like New Jersey, man.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out there.
So who else? Janelle Monáe.
Tech Nine, man.
What about What about Jamal Charles?
Oh, now? Jamal Charles. Okay, well,
he's kind of ringing.
Oh, yeah, he is.
But that's only been the last 2 years.
I was just talking about music. I didn't know.
No, I'm talking about everything.
Everything.
Yeah. I'm that's
Jamal Charles, you know, and George Brett, whatever.
What about Steve DeBerg? Still big out there?
No, I don't know. I'm not into that.
Football?
No.
He was quarterback back in the day.
Yeah.
What about, I mean, I'm sure, who was the other dude? Not Derek Thomas, God bless. He was huge,
Larry
right? Larry Johnson was big. Mm-hmm. He had a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Are people still... Is Derek Thomas considered
Dante
like
Hall,
a...
Dante Hall.
Dante was big.
Yeah.
Is Derek Thomas considered like a hero, like a fallen hero?
Yes, he is.
Still?
Everybody loved Derek Thomas, man.
What about Christian Okoye?
Oh, my God.
What is all this? Are these sports?
Christian Okoye?
Yeah. So Derek Thomas and Christian...
After Janelle Monáe, I'm gone.
You checked out.
I think I've heard of Larry Johnson.
Yeah.
Was he the old lady in a commercial?
That's a different Larry Johnson.
Yeah, he was with Jay-Z a lot. You know what I mean? And pictures and shit.
Larry Johnson, the football player, was with Jay-Z a lot for a minute. Okay. And then he fell off. But Christian Okoye and Derek Thomas were both on the Chiefs in the 80s and early 90s.
Yeah.
Derek Thomas was killed in a car accident, and he was a beast. Like, he was an amazing linebacker.
Like how the weather is right now in Kansas City with all the ice storm and stuff like that.
It was like that? It was bad weather?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Weather, how long ago was that?
Late 90s, maybe. Yeah,
was it on the highway?
Yeah, it was on the way to the airport.
Oh, yeah, I heard of that. Yeah. I remember that.
That was a big deal when it happened.
Yeah, man.
Does Christian Okoye still live there?
I don't think so.
So...
Not from there, though, right? They just played there.
Yeah.
Are they from there?
Okoye is like from Africa or something.
Yeah, Okoye is Nigerian Nightmare.
Oh, nice.
Not to be confused with you. He's the real Nigerian Nightmare.
That's random letters.
What? He's what?
Random letters.
Okay.
Spell your last name.
N-W-A-O-G-U.
Gratitude. That's all I heard. N-W-A.
He does, I didn't even realize it started with N-W-A. That's not the whole thing.
No, it's spell your email address.
Yeah, that's how it became Random Letters.
Okay,
because there's a whole bunch of random letters.
They call you
RL for sure.
Yeah, Random Letters. So your house, I wonder how much your house would go for if it was not in Kansas, on the outskirts of Kansas City.
Well, if it was in L.A. or New York, it would probably be somewhere around like $20 million or something. I don't know.
Something that it's big.
Yeah, it's big, but I'm about to get a bigger one because somebody actually found me where I am. And
what does that mean, somebody? One person found you?
Three teenagers.
It's not gonna be hard to find you, bro.
They're gonna find you again.
This is because I'm in a neighborhood. Now I have to move in a bigger spot with the gated community, like you said. You know what I mean? Because some fans found me at 3 o'clock in the morning, beating on my door, throwing shit at my windows and everything, trying to get my attention. And I'm looking for the gun, and I'm like, I didn't know who it was.
Haven't
it
they listened?
Ex girlfriend. It could have been anything. But
two things, Tech.
Yeah.
Now that I realize, with a name like Tech Nine, you should have your shit right on the dresser.
Well, this is the deal.
Like
this
Nas
deal.
Said,
this is the deal.
Tech Nine on the dresser.
Yeah, that's me slipping. there's more to the story.
Almost got caught slipping.
There's more to the story. My roommate Maxzilla. He usually keeps his gun in his room, and he said, here's another one for you. Mm. It wasn't in the drawer.
Mm.
So me, being the gang guy from back in the day, I grew up in a blood neighborhood, never had a legal gun.
Mm.
So after that happened, I had to go get a legal gun.
You had to get your gun, your game legal, right?
Yeah. So I went and got this black governor thing. It's called the governor, man. It's beautiful, you know. And I'm like, damn, I want this to kill a human being, you know what I'm saying? And it's like we did shit in the past when we were younger that we were mindless about the shit, but I bought this gun to protect me from crazy motherfuckers. And I'm at this place where my hillbilly friend took me to go buy it.
When you say your hillbilly friend, how much of a hillbilly is he?
Oh, my goodness. I'm talking about Chaw and everything. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
Real hillbilly.
Yeah, he works for Strange Movie.
Really?
Yeah. Strange Music. And I'll take you to go get the gun.
What does he do for Strange Music?
Oh, well, he's Travis's assistant. You know what I'm saying? He's my tour manager as well.
Okay,
know?
Got it.
But he took me to this hillbilly spot, and I was amazed. Okay, when you buy the gun, they give you bullets and stuff. They's like, you want to go in the shooting range and try it out? And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. You know, I go in there. It's women, older women in nurse outfits, everything, practicing. Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, all these
on some like leaving
women,
a parking lot late
like
at night.
They just left work and they're get up at the hospital, yeah, practicing shooting. Like, who are they practicing for? They get
whoever
ready and shit. Motherfuckers were getting ready. When one black motherfucker in there. Oh,
really?
Can I curse on this?
Yeah, you're good.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. But
all white people,
yeah,
getting ready.
Yeah, getting ready. Getting ready for what?
Do you grow up in a blood neighborhood in Kansas City?
Yes.
This is like 90s?
No.
80s?
Hit in 85, yeah. Some guys from San Diego moved in our neighborhood, Dr. Bop and Rock Daddy, you know what I mean? And they were the niggas with the money and everything,
wow,
and they were bloods. Before then, our neighborhood was 56ville, you know what I'm saying, our 57th Street Rogue Dogs.
Yeah.
And later on, I put them together, and we created a rap group called the 57th Street Rogue Dog Villains, you know what I'm saying? I merged the two gangs, you know what I mean? But Rock Daddy and Dr. Bop came in and fucked up the 50s, you know what I mean? When I say fucked up the 50s, this is why we wear the colors we wear. Even though we're out of that shit, some habits are hard to break, you know?
So you still wear red even though you are not a blood?
Well, I can't say that I'm not a blood because I grew up with these dudes and I've done things with these guys.
But you're not an active...
No. I ain't tripping. Everybody knows that I'm not tripping. Even the Crips that are cool with me, like Snoop, Sebo, I signed Brother Lynch, you know what I mean? I don't want to be calling that nigga's name out, but...
Right.
But, you know, we get a lot of love, you know, but you never know. Somebody's stupid, you know, just on the color alone, but... When you first get into this shit, your OGs will tell you that blue is bad luck. So I don't even go buy blue draws because I think if I put on blue draws, I might fuck up on the mic or something. You know what I mean? It's just...
It's so deep, yo.
Yeah, deep, man. Like, you go to Walmart, it's blue draws. I had to start buying polo draws, you know what I mean?
Well, was there anything here that relates to... Like, when you worked with Kendrick, did you deal with Top Dog at all?
Yes, Top
and,
Dog.
And is that... Mind. And was there... Are there connections there or no?
Oh, yeah, it's a connection there. It's a connection here with me, OG Muggs, you know, from Inglewood. So we're well-connected to a lot of good people that did a lot of crazy things
back in the day.
How is it now, though? Does it feel like it's almost like a fraternity? Like,
yeah, it is.
Like, around the whole country, you have...
That's how I got into Rikers with the C. Wayne. It was a street connection, you know what I mean? Macho with Fat Joe.
Yeah.
Hooked up with my OG Muggs from Inglewood. Hooked up with E.I., Wayne, you know what I'm saying? And got me in there when I was up here, you know?
Wow.
And what did you go talk to Wayne about?
He said my name, man. He, I think Flex asked him who he want to work with when he gets out, and he said Andre 3000 and my man Tech N9ne. I'm like, what?
Oh, you didn't know him before that?
No, never met him.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you went to go see him after that?
To tell him thank you for even saying my name.
Oh, that's dope.
You know what I'm saying? He said, man, I've been on you since gang-related soundtrack, 98. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, this is why I one day want to interview Wayne so bad. His knowledge is deep.
I don't know.
I know. All
Wayne hates
then.
New York, though. He is hot. And
everyone's come talk.
He doesn't understand that. I mean, I know him a little bit, but he still gets caught up with the station politics. Mm-hmm. We want to sit down and talk hip-hop with him because he's a hip-hop head.
Yeah, he said yes, gang-related from 98.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Then he said, right after that, the wake-up show anthem.
He didn't know. He didn't know my joint. That's the same joint I reference whenever I see you.
That's what he said. I
remember that? The wake-up show, they had a song called The Anthem.
I remember. And yeah, it had
the video
with
everyone. Tech N9ne, Eminem.
Yes, yes.
KRS. RZA.
I didn't realize that was the same Tech N9ne.
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
Been the same dude for that long, long time.
I hate that there's something so crazy that I don't know about.
That you're unaware of.
Like, if they know me, like, I have, like, a little bit of knowledge about so much. Like, I pride myself on these little tidbits of info.
Yeah.
And I don't know enough about Tech N9ne. I'm upset.
You will, the thing is, I always just heard a lot about him. and new random verses. I didn't really start getting to kind of know his style and what he was doing, how big it was, till the first time I saw him on Rock the Bell was probably like 4 or 5 years
yes.
ago.
Yeah.
And then every year I see them.
Yeah.
So now I've gotten you to know his squad that, yeah. and like just see how they move. Yeah. And how many people work for Strange? Like how big is the whole
Strange?
Okay. Oh, God. Let me start at the beginning. So Strange Music is his everything. Yeah. They have the look. You're not wearing the chain? You don't have a chain today?
I left it at home on accident. I was rushing out trying to get,
forgiven.
Get an early flight. And I forgot
but he has, he has this logo you might recognize if you see it. But that's
snake in the bat, you know what I'm saying? I think we keep hiring people, man. We got to have like 30 employees, man, or more, man. I stopped counting at 17 back
in the
day.
This is for the empire that you roll around with tons of merch, I heard. And there's a warehouse.
Well, they have a warehouse. Right, they have a warehouse.
You sell all this. People love it. Eat it up.
Yes, they do.
All over the country.
What does the best for you? Is the music what sells the most? You make the most money on music?
I make equal amount, you know what I'm saying, on
T-shirts?
Music and merchandise, you know what I'm saying, touring. You know, everything is pretty much equal, you know.
What do you guys sell? What kind of merch do you guys have? How deep does the merch game go? I mean, these guys are like WWE.com.
Yeah, I heard.
So. We got everything, man. We have money clips with Strange Music emblem on it. We have G-strings for women, man. We have big jerseys that we wear. We have wallets. We have everything, man. Everything, anything you could think of, man.
So every show,
bras yet, you know?
Every show people go to, there's a huge section where they can go buy all their strange stuff.
Our merchandise is set up, man. It's like Nordstrom, brother. You know, and we've built it over the years. Travis O'Gwen, my partner, is a really shrewd businessman, and he makes sure that emblem that came out of my head years ago. It's everywhere on car decals, everything.
Yeah.
Now people have it on their skin for life, you know.
Yeah, that's insane.
Yeah, it is.
Is this the warehouse? Thank you.
And what is it? So, do you have like songs that are like on the radio anywhere?
Thanks to her, like lately. You know,
late, but your empire wasn't built off like
there was no radio
hit
player.
Songs on the radio.
No.
Your shit is like a Grateful Dead following.
Damn, that's what people used to say.
Where everywhere you go, you have
Jerry
you're gonna sell
Jerry Garcia of hip hop, man.
And last time he was here, we talked about it. We kind of went over. We can go over a couple more. We went over city by city, like you know where Strange does the best.
Right. Yeah, what the fuck?
They sell a ton of merch, man.
Yeah, we do.
This looks like a Walmart.
Yeah, it does. But don't just say Nordstrom. We don't say,
just say Nordstrom.
Sorry. This looks like a Nordstrom.
And by the way, so first of all, we should mention this, obviously. There's a new single out, which is really dope. My favorite song off the album, probably Fragile with Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
That record?
Oh, that record's tight.
Yeah.
So that record's crazy. Yeah.
So we might have stumbled into a little radio record, something that could get a little.
You know, that's really crazy to me, and I'm going to say this. When I did this record, you know, it was inspired by somebody who said something about me, about my performance at Pay Dues. They said two words that pissed me off. They said gimmick and redundant. And
It was a review?
Yeah, of my show. You know what I mean? Even though they said the crowd loved it, even though at times Tech N9ne may seem gimmicky and redundant, you know, the crowd loved it. I'm like, well, how dare you, motherfucker? Yeah. So I wrote Fragile, like some of the people appointed to giving a penny and never to get it. I want you to come on and gobble Jimmy and die. I need to be given the remedy and why. Critics are really the enemy and I can't stand the way they slam today's gifted, effing incredible, get fanned away with grants to pay this gem will a scripted, definite impeccable. You know, I'm just talking about this motherfucker that said something that he really didn't know nothing about, you know what I mean? And once I did the lyrics, I'm like, I have to do it with somebody who can keep up, you know?
Right.
So Kendrick, boom,
yeah.
He did it for me. I had no idea this would be a radio song because it's personal, you know what I'm saying? But the hook is catchy. I'm fragile.
Yeah.
You know,
well, when you first started, when you first started to come up with this idea, this is already probably a year and a half ago.
Yeah. So, no, this is last year. Last July, maybe it came out.
Well, a year this past July, the record came out. So you made the record several months before that?
Yeah.
I mean, so Kendrick's only continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So now all of a sudden it's like. It's become even more plausible that it could be a big record.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You know, he just did that wonderful performance.
She killed
Imagine Dragons.
Now you as a guy who loves rock and hip hop,
he did it.
I thought that was the best, quote unquote mashup I've ever seen.
Yes, they killed it,
man.
I didn't even see that coming, man.
Was it?
Because Kendrick is so laid back, you know, and I seen him like let loose, you know, like whoa.
That. I don't watch the Grammys at all. I hate award shows, but I was somewhere where the Grammys were on, and that part came on. I was like, yo, this dude is killing it right now.
Yeah, man.
You know, that song is a funny song, too, Mad City, because When I heard the album, it's a song I liked, you know, but when I started watching them perform it, maybe a few months after the album came out, every time they would build that song, they do it almost last.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is a big,
and they stretch it out too.
And they stretch it out.
They do the
three times.
Yes, they do.
And they get their crowd into it. Even if when the crowd gets there, they didn't know they liked that song,
they know
that part. Yeah. And so then they just get them to do it again.
I like that beat. The beat.
Yeah, the beat's dope.
It's hype.
Yeah.
Because Kendrick is mellow.
And the thing about it is,
and throughout the whole album, that song is like, it's good.
Yeah.
But if you just sit and listen to that song loud, you hear that.
Yeah, it's a little bigger.
Yeah, man.
So now you got a little something. Are they playing on the West Coast yet?
I think so.
We're getting a little Power 106 starting to give a little bit. Yeah, they got to.
I stay in the studio a lot, man. I'm not really in tune yet. You know what I mean?
Well, you don't really need to be. That's the beauty of your career. The fans are there. You just keep. So what other albums have come out this year and how are they doing?
I've been working on a new one called Strangulation. It's all my artists together. You know, Strangulation means the act of strange music artists collectively having the industry in a chokehold, you know, so call it Strangulation instead of Strangulation, you know.
Love it.
And Ritz is on there, man, killing it, you know what I mean? J-Rock is on there killing it. He just sent me his verse last night, man. You know, he's still TDE, but he's still strange as well, you know. And
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
What's that?
J-Rock is strange and TDE.
We signed J-Rock some years ago.
First.
Yeah. That's how I met Kendrick, because I took them both on tour with me like a year or two ago.
Wow.
Probably more than that now.
Yeah.
Probably already 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, maybe.
You had J-Rock signed to you.
Yeah, still.
And
Kendrick came as his hype man.
And Top had him signed to you, so he was with Top, right?
Yeah.
Top was managing him?
Yeah, that Top is overall, though.
He was just overseeing it.
Boy Q, Absol, all of them.
Yeah, no, I know, but if he signed to you, I'm just wondering how that
Well, worked. He was on, when we got him, he was on Warner Brothers, and they had him sitting for years.
Right, yeah, I remember that.
So we got him up out of that deal.
So Top said, I want to get him out of this. Yeah. Can you?
We need to put out his first album, and we did. You know what I'm saying? Follow Me Home.
That's dope.
And so I met Kendrick on that first tour I put him on, and he gave me the Section 80 CD mixtape.
Hype Man for J-Rock.
Yeah. And I listened to it. I said, we got to get you on something. So my All Sixes and Sevens album, which was probably another year and something ago, you know, he was on there and nobody knew who he was. We did a song called I Love Music. And then after that, he blew up. He met Dre on my tour.
Shit.
When we did the House of Blues.
So who else? Tell Sipes. So then you got Ritz, and then Ritz is another interesting one too, because Ritz was up under Yelah Wolf, but then came over to Strange.
Yeah.
And has become one of the more popular on the brand.
Still doing well. His albums are still selling.
Continues to sell.
Yeah.
I love Ritz.
You know, I was wondering when Yelah Wolf was going to come over, you know?
Feels like it's something that could potentially happen.
Yeah, man.
Right?
You like Yelah Wolf?
Yeah, man. He's a cool cat, man.
Well, I don't know.
What's the problem, Sipes?
His album. It didn't kill me the way
you thought it was confused.
Well, he feels that way too, though.
I because we interviewed him a couple of times. And I was a fan, like the box Chevy shit.
Yeah,
the
Cadillac music.
Trump music. You got really into that.
That whole shit, I got that shit on my phone. Like, and then the album came out, and I played it. Like, I was like, I'm going to love this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I kind of.
Overproduced almost.
Overproduced and way too many singy hooks.
They already had it set up for him. Just insert rapper.
Yeah, you can't do that. Yeah.
Like he had a handful I really liked,
there's a few artists that are doing these mixtapes that are this is what I think my theory is that they go in the studio and they have like nobody bothering them, nobody telling them anything about radio, video, the label.
That's me.
And you just rock, right?
That's me.
Rock. 10 songs, 12 songs, whatever, rock. Mm-hmm. Meek Mill's the same way.
Yeah.
Then when it comes time to do the album, it seems like there's pressure and there's politics, and the album comes out not as good as the mixtape.
Nah, not me, man. We do whatever the hell we want.
Yeah.
If I say, Trav, man, I think I want to do 7 songs for Halloween, not a couple months before.
Who's Trav? His partner.
My business partner. Okay. You know what I mean? He say,
I got it.
Can you do it? And I'm like, yeah, I can do it. Let's go. And we'll go. You know what I mean? Whatever we want to do, man. You know what I mean? And I'm not compromising anyway. And I think it's such a blessing to be able to write your life, and people want to pay to hear that shit and come to your shows.
Who else? Tell Sipes everyone else on the roster.
Okay. I said Ritz. I said J-Rock. We got Stevie Stone. We got him off of Ruthless years ago. You know, we snatching niggas off labels that
boom, boom,
do nothing with them. We have Cut Calhoun. We have Chris Calico.
Chris Calico's quite popular too.
Yes. He's flying out here today.
Oh, really? Tell him I say what's up, man.
Yeah, I will. We just signed somebody, but I can't tell y'all yet until after the show. Tomorrow.
A name we know?
Yeah, a name.
How many syllables?
No.
What labels are y'all on right now? What label are you stealing from?
Y'all know after tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? He's flying out here. You know what I'm saying? We just signed somebody, and they're gonna go,
Justin
what?
Bieber.
Justin Bieber on strange. He is strange. He is strange these days.
But yeah, we got like 12 artists though, man. Mayday, yeah, I wasn't done. You know,
oh man, you're only halfway through.
Yeah. We got Mayday. We got Brother Lynch Hung.
Now, how's Brother Lynch Hung's following still? Still crazy?
Yeah, it's still super crazy. Crazy is the word.
Is he crazy in real life?
Yes, he is. He's too crazy to where I'm like, I don't know.
You know. If someone's like that, they're an artist, but they're nuts.
What kind of nuts? ODB nuts?
Almost on the verge of eating a human being nuts.
Oh.
Yeah.
Criminal Minds nuts.
Yeah, man.
So how involved do you stay with an artist like that?
I'm kind of like at a distance. If I need him on something, I'll call, hey, I'm singing this song. Okay, boom. You know, it's like, he's one of them crazy Crips, you know. So I don't want to say too much about it, but he's crazy for real.
No, I believe. I mean, that's what his persona is. I don't think he'd be surprised to think people.
I've never heard someone describe another person as
eat a human being. That is different.
I said ODB crazy. He said no, eat another human being
crazy.
I mean, that's what all this music is about eating niggas' nuts and guts and shit. I don't know, man. And somebody that was connected to them back in the day, Big Lurch, actually did it. You know? He was with Cosmic Slop Shop with Rick Rock and all of them back in the day.
And Big did Lurch, what? He ate a person?
A young lady. They found a piece of her inside his belly or something, and he was in the middle of the street with blood, and he was on Sherm or something, and he ate her, man.
That Sherm will get you, I tell you what.
Big Lurch. Look up Big Lurch.
This interview has
this
gone.
Nigga looks crazy. He's from out there, you know.
I saw on my calendar today, Tech N9ne.
Okay.
Nowhere did I think it would go to cannibalism.
This is what we're capable of on 1F.
Now, I mean, this is strange music we're talking about, though.
Oh, my God. Hey. Oh, my days.
My days. Now, listen, Sive, speaking of people who are capable of eating a human being, our other guest is... he came in the hallway like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
So we should probably get him on.
It's all good.
Do you watch Breaking Bad?
Him in?
I caught the last episode, Muggs.
You only watched the last
episode? Yeah, I don't get to watch TV.
I just knew the world was talking about it.
Yes.
Tech,
I'm telling you. Same thing with The Walking Dead. I just got the first season and I got addicted to it and I went and bought the second and third season.
Oh, but at least you caught up.
Yeah, I did.
But Breaking Bad, you just watched the last one.
I know, but Muggs.
I even
went to the house in Albuquerque and had no idea who he was talking about. You know.
And you were at the house?
Yeah. And they was taking pictures outside. I'm like, what are we doing?
You know? What is this shit you guys are talking about?
Yeah. What about Breaking Bad?
Oh, the Breaking Bad house.
Yeah, the Breaking Bad house.
the comedian who's about to come in here has a role on, he played the security guard. It's kind of like dumb. How would you describe it? He's like a kind of like a nitwit security guard. Yeah.
On Breaking Bad?
On Breaking Bad, oh, okay. Yeah. But he was on the whole, almost the last few years.
So that means Muggs is having a field day out there because he knows that movie. I mean, that
I wonder if he saw him walk by because he might have just seen like a big-ass dude walk by. I don't know if they went that way.
Are we bringing him in with Tech?
I don't know. We can switch them up. There may not be room for everyone.
He got to sit right here.
I just saw Greg walk right past.
Yeah, he got to sit right here.
Hey, listen, Tech, I just want to thank you for coming and doing
thank
this again, man.
Me, brother.
You're one of my favorite
talk.
People. Your number's the same, right?
Yes, it
from
is.
From when I last
yes,
texted
it is.
You?
Yes, it is.
All right, so you'll let me know who this person is that you're...
Yes, I will. I'll hit you tomorrow after we surprise.
All right, and when are you in town to?
Till Saturday.
Sife, by the way, they are in town doing Wild and Out. I want to know if your invitation
here,
to do Wild Now got... Mine didn't come.
No. I can't do MTV2 stuff.
They do not fuck with you.
They don't fuck with me.
There was a time. When they stopped fucking with you and they fucked with me. Now I'm over with you.
You think they don't fuck with you because of me?
No, I just think they're finished with me. So now we
get a blue pen.
Blue?
No.
Blue. Sorry.
Safe.
Sorry, no purple or nothing.
Now hold on. Do you?
I don't even have red. I'm sorry.
Do you write?
Not red. It could be black or green.
Orange. How about orange?
Orange can
do. Do you write the letter K? C. To start words?
Yeah, but I say cool with a K.
You say cool with a K.
Yeah, that's about it. You know what I'm saying?
Because there are some people
I don't go over. But sometimes I always say I'm bull. you know, I'm bull as a bumber, like cool as a cucumber, but bull as a bumber.
Depending on who you're talking to.
Yeah. That's just shit that you say around your home.
Yo, I didn't realize I was wearing all red.
Yeah, that's what I said. Right here.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. That's how hip hop we are, Syph. I didn't realize I was wearing all red for Tech N9ne.
Different way is it C Y
C I
C I P H A. You can put a K.
No.
It's supposed to be. You're supposed to put an inspirational quote.
Oh, you need an inspirational.
Okay,
quote.
Okay, don't just okay. Sign your order. I don't want your autograph,
okay,
motherfucker.
It's all good. C-I-P-H-E-R?
C-I-P-H-A.
A.
Oh, a cipher.
Yeah. C-I praise and honor Allah. Peace, God.
That's beautiful.
See, we're on so many different parts.
When I was 5%, you know, I mean, I am 5%. It's like same thing as blood. You can't ever not.
You're
be
not really
that.
Ever out. It really is the same as blood. I didn't even think about it that way.
I fuck white girls though. Don't get it twisted.
Well, no. I've seen. I can't speak to what Tech N9ne does with his penis, but I will tell you that I've seen him bring girls on stage of all persuasions.
Titties out.
Out.
Do you bring small titty chicks on stage? Or you
no.
Look for okay?
He just said no. The Syph. He didn't even consider what you just asked. Only big titty chicks come on stage.
Because I can't stand when people call up girls on stage and it's a small titty chick. Not that I mind small titty chicks, but if you're gonna go on stage to show
your
them,
titty, yeah, I
come
it.
On. So come on,
let's be reasonable.
Oh, so like wa salam. I said that wrong. I was tired.
Why
like wa salam?
Like wa salam rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Are you speak Arabic?
And may the blessings of God be with you also.
Oh, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Journey me not.
All day. My mom married a Muslim when I was 12.
Your mom, so what?
They still married?
No, they're not married anymore. But when I was 12, she married a Muslim, Abul Hassan Rasul Khalifa.
And, in Kansas City?
Yes. Yeah, a Christian woman.
Weird out there. Syph.
Try your best to reach happy as fuck.
You got
to
put Rosenberg, too. Why are you just a Jew?
Oh, yeah.
See, then, that Muslim shit is real, huh?
He didn't know it was both our books.
No, I did not.
Don't worry. Syph's taking the main one. When we get divorced, I'm going to have to get a photocopy of all of this. Syph, yeah, but didn't you luck out today? You
no
idea?
No. On the same page.
Yeah,
just right.
Put my name right next to it.
Oh, okay.
You had no idea how cool Tech N9ne would be, right?
I had a feeling he was cool.
You did?
From all the love he gets.
Yeah.
So y'all got asshole motherfuckers come through or something? Like
not all.
No, but you're unusually cool. You're very laid back.
Okay.
I mean, people are cool, but you're super fucking cool.
Okay. So what? I'm gonna go home.
Okay.
And I'm gonna pull up some Tech N9ne to listen to. Give me the three I should listen to.
The three you should listen to. Damn. Worldwide Choppers is good.
Worldwide Choppers.
Mm-hmm. That's some fast shit right there.
Okay.
I got to give you some personal shit.
What's the most Westy Coasty?
I don't really know. It's like my music is everything.
Whatever,
I'm,
right?
Like yeah.
Because
yeah.
We didn't. See, if you go listen to the old one, he told us about how he started out there. He went out to the West Coast to start out.
Masterpiece
and was signed.
Shit.
Where were you signed again? When you first went out.
Perspective Records in 93 and Quincy Jones in 97.
Yeah, exactly.
QD3. Yeah, I mean, not QD3.
Quincy Jones. But QD3 did my music. Quest.
Quest. Yeah. Wow.
Hey.
Is that your pass?
Now, make sure he meets your man. Did you?
I will.
This is Tech N9ne. Lavelle, this is Tech N9ne.
What's up, Lavelle?
Yeah.
I know him,
man.
You didn't know Lavelle was on the show? You didn't know the same dude we're talking about?
I did not know. What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
What's up, Jesus?
Hey, Tech, where's your security pass? You have it?
Yeah, that's in my pocket right
here. Let me get that.
We like putting it with the thing.
Okay.
In our book.
Yeah.
Yo, Tech, thank you, man. Thank you, man. We'll talk soon, buddy.
Syph, I know your face. I know we met before. You probably don't know me because I ain't got the big hair and shit. I cut it all off.
Yeah, you probably met in MTV days.
Yeah. I've been.
Yo, I'm going to get your number from him.
It's all Jesus.
It's all
Jesus.
Come here, mug.
Hey, all right.
He was on Breaking Bad. Yeah.
I remember it.
Whose house did you take me to in Albuquerque? The Breaking Bad house.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Jesse.
Oh, it was Jesse's house?
Yeah.
The party house?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Yeah. That's a real house?
Yeah, it's a real house.
All real houses.
Everything?
Yeah, it's all real, Mr.
Rose. Yeah. Yo, have a seat with us, Lavelle. Tech, thank you so much, man.
Yo, Tech, good meeting you, man, for real.
Pleasure, man.
Like that guy.
All day.
Yes, sir. St. Louis over here.
I was about to say, I knew you were from that same shitty part of the world.
I love your coat, bro.
Slow down.
I knew you were from some shitty state like Missouri.
You mean to tell me you call my state shitty and you got 9,000 bags of trash sitting on the side of the street? You going to try to give me that?
So I've introduced this guy to Juan Epstein.
This is Lavelle Crawford, very funny comedian. He was the security guard on Breaking Bad.
Most recently.
The security guard of, what's his name's office? What's his name?
Saul.
Saul.
Yeah,
Saul Goodman. He's at Caroline's all weekend long.
Okay.
Very, very funny guy. Cool guy.
Unfortunately, again, from St. Louis, which is
from Missouri.
What's with your problem?
I'm just kidding.
What is your problem?
It's just a specific state of Missouri. What is that state
about? Have you ever been there?
No. I've been in St. Louis.
You come down there and fall in love.
Is it nice?
Yeah, man. It's a good state.
I know lots of Jews who went to Wash U.
Wash U's. For all that.
What's that? What's sorry for?
Yeah.
Raise all the prices.
Yeah. Well, no, we're sorry. You don't be sorry. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We love you Jews for the things that you do.
Thank you. Washington University, is that a big deal in St. Louis?
Yeah, it's probably one of our biggest prominent colleges in the St. Louis city.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right there in the Midtown, right Forest Park and everything.
So, Lavelle, tell us about the amount I just... you're married. Oh, man.
What me Duke's number real quick.
Yeah, don't set me.
No, I was going to say, what a waste. Yeah, you should be killing the game right now.
Man, I killed the game, man. I'm 45. I'm tired. I'll be dead in the game.
How much did it hurt your brain to snitch on the end of Breaking Bad?
Well, you know what, man? I was going for my Oscar moment.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And so I pushed it to a limit. Cause, you know,
You didn't snitch on purpose, though.
Nah, I'm a ghetto boy. I ain't going to snitch right away.
They fucked with you. They tricked you.
They played me hard, man. Yeah. You know how they
But, like, when you read the script, was you like, oh, come on, man.
Yeah, I said, it's going to be a pivotal moment, man. I knew it was going to be.
Hold on. Now, be real with us. Did black people call you up somewhat angry at you that you snitched on television?
They didn't call me. They was on Facebook calling me a snitch.
But you didn't snitch, though, because...
He didn't, because he's an actor. Because he's a professional actor.
No, not that.
Hugh snitched.
No, they tricked you, though, because they showed you the picture. Like,
they showed me picture. Jesse was dead. He got his head blown off, man. Yeah. Would you say something? Or would you... I know you would have snitched.
Well, of course.
Hell yeah. Would you have snitched?
Hold on. Dominican Drew. It's not what happened. You have to watch it to understand. He just caught a fit in the other room, like, oh man!
Well, he ain't seen it.
He's watching right now. What season are you in, Drew? He's in season five. Yeah,
nothing we just said matters. Trust me.
A whole bunch of
nothing we just said matters.
The scenes after my stuff was incredible.
Yeah, nothing
matters. But we probably might get into some shit, so you might want not.
So I have a question. Did you not have enough of a role to get the awards and stuff that everyone wins?
Man, I got a SAG award. Play, I got me one.
For cast?
Yeah, cast. Yeah, I was a part of Best Dramatic Ensemble.
Were you at the show, at the SAGs?
Yes, I was.
Hell yeah, you were.
A bow tie tuxedo on the red carpet. You can call up right now. I was clean as a dot up in that room.
The only one you got. What about the other ones? Didn't they win other ones?
Well, they won other ones, but you know, I don't get them. You know,
the SAG, they should love those. You're a SAG member.
Yeah, I'm a SAG member. You know, and that's the one everybody won't though.
That's a good one. Yeah, and guess one. I don't want to take credit.
Mm-hmm.
Voted for you guys.
Thank you, man.
I voted. Thank voted you. For you guys.
You voted for the SAG award?
I did. Took it very seriously. Dead ass. Well,
thank you, man.
No, you're welcome.
My SAG.
You guys deserved it.
My award's sitting right on the dresser.
Really?
On my wife's dresser right now.
You got it already?
Hell yeah, I got it that night.
Oh, they give it to you that night?
Yeah,
they don't give them Grammys that night.
Nah, they don't give them that night, but you get that night, man. Right there. I was like, holy shit, I get to take this home. It was cool for a friend, because I got to see how they was made and everything. But the crazy thing about that sucker weighed about 25 pounds.
Really?
Yeah, so I had to carry it around at the after party all day long, so it kind of sucked after
one.
You're like, all right,
one.
You can't give it to your wife; it's too heavy.
Yeah, it's a sleepy baby. It's like having a sleepy baby,
right? Just all the time.
But it was cool, though. Everybody wanted to be your friend.
Sife, when did you first meet this gentleman?
Well, maybe a year or two ago. He came here.
Yeah, we
met him here. He's been here like three times.
No, I know. I didn't know. I didn't know if they all knew each other.
No, not really. Just from here.
Yeah, just from here. Yeah, I mean, well, because we kind of close to an ethnic value.
Oh,
ethnic
value. I don't even understand that shit about you being Jewish and the plight that your people went through for you to be
and then still being racist.
That's horrible. You really
nah, they got gassed, man. They got gassed.
Yeah, they got.
Oh my god, that sounds crazy.
Oh my god. Sife,
I meant
relax.
It. I meant Sife. It in the slang relax. Way.
Sife,
don't get gas.
No, we know what you.
Oh my god. That sounded
crazy. That was one crazy. Of the most epic.
That's a fail. Epic fail.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, no, my catchphrase. No, it's my catchphrase.
This much joking I just said.
Oh, my days.
Cipher, for future reference. Eliminate the phrase "Jews got gas."
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
We've done our thing.
Oh my God,
we've done our thing.
You can't even go get gas, bro.
Because that's my slogan. Don't get gas. It means like don't get big headed. Don't get ahead of yourself.
He knew what it meant. He's still laughing in your face. Oh,
right, but you just your
you can't you can't combine those no. two things.
Somebody Yakima came out the head.
Did you just call Yarmulke Yakima?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Is your agent
we're
Jewish?
We're killing.
Is your agent Jewish?
Yes, he is.
Damn right he is.
Ben Feigen. That's
Ben Feigen?
Ben Feigen, you know him?
Where's he from?
He's from D.C.
Oh, he's from D.C. You know him?
Yes.
You know him?
You really know
him? He's from D.C.
Hit him. You should text him right now. Yeah, Ben Feigen went to school with my brother.
No crap.
His brother is my brother's boss at my brother's law firm. Swear to you.
For real,
Ben Feigen grew up in my neighborhood.
Who's the boss?
Jews, Nick, the guy. Jews, it's just a tight
pull. Well, no, and you want to know some real shit about
you
that,
see
though.
The face
he made was epic. Watch, let's call Nick. Let's call my brother right now.
Feigen, he said Feigen, just like, Feigen?
That's what I did.
I could never say that. Jackson?
When you said DC, that was it. You got him.
I knew it was it. I was pretty sure when he said Ben Feigen. And here, but here's some crazy shit, though, about being Jewish, though. Nick and Ben knew each other for years. We're not close anymore at all, though. My brother was looking for a job. Things were rough. And out of the blue, the guy didn't even know he was looking.
Out of the Jew.
Out of the Jew.
Out of the Jew.
Out of the Jew, everything came together.
He just writes my brother and is like, yo, my brother's looking for people. That is the connection.
But I don't understand.
Because y'all don't do for each other enough.
I don't understand why that's looked at as a bad thing. I never understood that. They're like, people like say, oh, Jews, they stick together. That's awesome.
That's a great thing.
Why is it looked at as a bad thing?
You know, I'm going to tell you something about y'all. New Yorkers stick together tight as Jews.
Talk more in the mic.
New Yorkers stick together tight as Jews. Y'all New Yorkers.
Yeah, when we out of town.
Yeah, yeah.
When we out of town.
Y'all hold it together. Everybody from New York, y'all family.
Yeah, but the thing is like.
Here, there's hate
but
within
here, it's our regular life here every day. Okay. But like, we go out of town.
I understand.
We look for other New Yorkers, and then we be like, man, fuck these country ass motherfuckers. My boy got a whole joke about that. Like, he'll be down south.
Right.
And be like, we're New York and Brooklyn now. Yeah, fuck these country ass. They're like, yo, you're in our club. Man, fuck this shit.
We here now.
We here. Where you from? Brooklyn? We're in Bronx. Yeah, yeah, Buffalo. Buffalo? Get the fuck out of here, you country motherfucker.
Buffalo.
Now, what if you were really far away, Sife? Now, if you were in Europe and you meet someone from Buffalo, you show love?
Still same.
Yeah. Not the same, but.
That same
Buffalo County.
Like there's a clique of New Yorkers in L.A.
Okay,
that stick together and like
I agree.
They
comics in New York.
Oh comics? Yeah, definitely comics.
Yeah, it's a fraternity.
Yeah,
man. Y'all hang together. Don't put nobody to work. Like
yeah, because everyone
comics acting funny. They ain't want to open up for me up here this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, that's why I got the call.
Yeah, I know. They was acting brand new with me.
Why?
I don't know. I have a lot of New York comedian friends. I thought they was.
They asked me to do Saturday.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, "What's up, man? Everybody a star now?"
Well, they asked me to host.
You get
the whole weekend
audition on Saturday Night Live. You change your whole way.
No, they asked me to host the whole weekend, but I do my own show on Fridays, so I couldn't do the whole weekend. So I said, "No, I can't do it." And then they were like, "Yo." They hit me just last night. Can you do Saturday with Lavelle? I'm like, hell yeah, Saturday. I'm all good.
Bring it, Angel.
So who's on Friday?
Yeah. Bring it.
I'm bringing.
Don't say nothing about gas and juice.
No.
Sife, do not do that joke again.
Well, you
it's not a joke.
Real,
it was a word twist up.
He got partially gay and Jew as Jewish at that time. He said, Sife, please. please don't.
Did you know Patrice O'Neal?
Yes, I did.
Oh, he said it. He said, you got to pick your clique when you try to go in the industry. There's like the gays. Mm-hmm. There's the gays, something else. And he goes, I picked Jew.
Yeah,
I got a Jew lawyer. I got a Jew agent. I picked Jews. That's my clique.
Honestly, it's a
Jew's
good
one. Most powerful clique, though, in Hollywood. In Hollywood.
See, that's the part that bothers me.
Who's powerful in New York? Who's the people who are powerful?
Jews do pretty good here, too. Yeah. But it's entertainment here, too.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Jews have entertainment. My problem is because Jews are huge in entertainment, everyone thinks that we then run the entire world. Hollywood isn't the entire world. It's a really neat part of the world that has a lot of money.
Right, but that money runs everything.
And we all want to be
how
there.
When did that start?
Which part?
The Jews running the Hollywood.
World? Well, Jews running the Hollywood, world. Let's start
Hollywood.
With there. That started 3,000 years
Charlie
ago.
Charlie Chapman was Jewish?
I don't know, I think that's where it started it all.
He blamed Charlie Chapman. I don't know.
I wonder where that was. Like,
how about
in black and white movies? Was it Jews out in L.A. or probably, Hollywood?
Probably.
But see, this is the thing that I look at. Japanese got bombed, and they became the biggest electronic people. Jews went through they with Hitler. Went through it with Hitler, with Cypress.
I've never heard someone say that. Went through it with Hitler. Y'all went through it with Hitler. Man.
Hitler went through it, man.
Y'all really went through it.
More mustache and everything. Yeah. They went through it, but then y'all became owning Hollywood. Black folks, we 12 years a slave, 100 years a slave. We ain't got 400 nothing years. Yet.
No, I'm going to tell you.
We run basketball and stuff
I'm gonna
like
I'm going to tell you
that.
The problem.
What's that?
I'm going to tell you the problem.
You're going to tell me the center problem.
The problem. With what you're saying.
Keep your eye on this.
Well, what you're saying. All those other things were like one big moment, like a bombing of Japan.
So slavery wasn't a big moment?
No, it was too drawn out. And every.
It wasn't our fault.
No, I know. I know it's not our fault. I'm just saying.
We didn't get to it bomb
was
nobody.
Every little step, it was like every. Whatever every piece of progress we had was a little tiny step, right. And it never added up to a big thing where we could be like, now we get this. It was always like, okay, now you get this.
Yeah, they give
now
us a get drop. This.
A drop every time. You still don't. It still don't even fill the bucket.
And we got a black president, and you know he still can't get nothing. They act like we supposed to be comfortable with Obama. He's still light skinned.
Not the same.
I want a real black. I want somebody real hood black. Somebody named Tech N9ne.
Tech N9ne,
our president.
I want someone named Tech N9ne to be president. As if there are many Tech N9nes. It's a common name. Although with black people, you never know. That may become a common name.
Yeah, some little baby right now got Tech N9ne on his birthday.
Little baby Tech N9ne.
Little Desert Eagle.
Who else could you see that's out there you think would be a good first black president? If you were to get all black.
I think Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes, he went and do a lot
of
stuff.
Like Meek Mill.
Meek Mill.
Oh, Meek Mill.
No, I think Wesley Snipes because he knows karate. If he was getting some kind of altercation, he passed the 57. They come on his plane on Air Force One. He can whip all their ass.
Yeah, he's done it before.
Come on his plane. He's done it before. He already got the knowledge.
Now, but he's not going to have, you know, he's not going to have a Michelle with him, though. Well, he might have a Michelle, but Michelle Kwan.
Yeah, he does. He loves the Asian persuasion.
Is it? Does he?
Yes.
Is that a thing? Yeah. I never knew that.
Yeah, he loves fried rice. He likes a lot of fried rice.
That's how he.
This guy is crazy.
Well, though, listen, the fried part sounds black, but then when you say rice, it's no longer black.
Asian. It goes right there.
Although, let's be real, black people love fried rice, too.
Black people love fried rice.
Come on.
And so do Jewish people.
And guess who else does? Everybody.
Everybody loves fried rice.
Fried rice is good.
Y'all eat a lot during Hanukkah and stuff.
We do love. Well, I don't know if Chinese food's considered a traditional holiday. Christmas.
During Christmas.
Y'all celebrate Christmas too?
No. That's why they eat Chinese food.
I'm going to tell you something. I ain't going to diss y'all a little holiday and all, but.
Whoa! Come on,
I was watching Sesame Street. Right with my son, and I found out what the whole little thing was about what was so special about Hanukkah with the funk ass little menorah with the they have enough oil.
Why you have to say little and funky ass?
Funky ass. And then you know the oil, you know it might have been like a sesame oil, probably burnt slow or whatever. But y'all just like it lasted the whole 8 days. So now y'all got this damn menorah that y'all waste all everybody talking. I don't even know what the hell Kwanzaa is. I'm not gonna celebrate that where I'm bringing all these kufas and corn and dancing and all that. I'm sitting up here one day, Christmas, put your list together, we eating some ham, and we going home.
One day, get it done.
One day, that menorah crap, that's some crap. I was like, that's your holiday? That was history.
I don't think that's that big of a holiday to them.
I mean, the oil lasted. In the menorah. That's some BS,
Hey,
you should do that. Do you do this on stage?
Not yet, but I...
In New York, you should do that. That's good.
Jewish guy, why does Hanukkah... Why is it creeping up the year more and more?
The Jewish calendar is different. A different amount of days than the...
So is it going to just keep creeping?
No, I think this is
where
the earliest.
Where's my Jewish calendar at? Not on the iPhone.
I bet I could download one.
Can you?
I bet I could download.
Look on your app to see if it's a Jewish calendar.
Oh, that will. There's an app for it.
You think so?
Has to.
Oh, but wait, so what? It moves.
It moves since it's different amount of days every year. We end up moving.
But
over.
Is it going to keep creeping up?
No,
year?
I think it got up. They said
it went
that
to like October this
it
went, year.
No, this year it got no. It got to Thanksgiving
I think
Day.
I bumped out Chinese New Year this year.
It's true.
Bumped out Chinese New Year.
We took Chinese New Year. We bought Chinese New Year.
I bought it.
No, but the thing is, let's see, Jewish calendar.
Is it going to go back?
Yeah, it's going to start moving back. They said it'll never. They said it'll take 50,000 years for it to land on Thanksgiving again.
Wow,
50,000 years. Boy, that oil going to have to burn a long time.
This is not it. Oil. This Jewish days is just the actual holidays. That's not a Hebrew calendar. Here it is.
Y'all need some.
Oh, boom. Here it is. This will give you the date in our calendar, and it translates it to the Hebrew calendar.
Oh, it's an app, though.
Day,
is
the
it
last
free?
Day of Hanukkah?
Is it free app?
Yeah.
Oh.
You want it?
No.
That's Saif.
What?
You already made it. You already said
that. Did you hit a Jew joke yesterday when we did the comedy show?
Mm-mm.
When you and Miss Info did the. When we're doing a TV show for VH1.
Okay.
And we shot a scene yesterday where him and this other girl, Miss Info, she's our news director, she's Asian, said that they could do stand up and that it was easy. So then we go to a comedy club and I put them up. And then he goes up, bombs, and then she goes up and bombs. It was all fake. They were actually very funny.
Thank you.
And then. And then I go up and I go, all right, give it up for Cheap and Chong.
I did not hear
that. You
didn't
hear that? No. The writer Mike wrote that.
Man, that's hilarious.
Yo, go say Cheap and Chong. I was like, I don't know,
that's
man.
That's bad, but
Cheap
good.
And Chong?
That is
oh
good.
Oh, my God. That was real racist hilarium.
Hilarium?
That was hilarium. I don't even know if that's
how was the money from the show? Why don't we talk about that?
Money of Breaking Bad?
Yeah.
It's decent. I get some nice checks from residual checks all the time.
Have to.
I mean, nice. You know, I was a guest star, you know.
You're just called a guest star?
Well, my name was up there.
How many episodes did you do?
I did 2 seasons.
And almost every episode or a lot of them, right?
Primarily every episode of the fourth.
Somehow.
And then I did one episode on the first part of the fifth, and then I did all of them all the way up to the second to last. I was there.
And then... You weren't there first season when they first met?
No. I wasn't there at all. I wish I could have been on there from the beginning, man. That would have been hot. And they got a spinoff, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to be on there.
Wait. Hold on. It's about Saul.
It's prequel.
Yeah, the prequel. Better Call Saul.
But Saul, you don't know yet if you're in it?
Not yet, you know.
Better be.
They got to put me in, but you know how it is. They take all day, and I think it's my Jewish manager.
What's he doing? Why?
Bull crapping.
Want me to call him?
Yeah, call him up and Jew him out.
What,
now, hold on. Who did you become cool with from the show?
Well, me and Aaron Paul, we cool. You know, we stay in touch kind of, you know, a little
What bit. Does kind of mean?
You know.
Does that mean you send him text and don't get a reply?
No, whenever I holler at him, he calls me right back.
What do you call him for?
I'm just seeing how he doing, how his wife doing. We both married. You know, he just got married.
So you'll check up on him, like, what up, what's good?
Yeah, what's happening, baby, you know.
You don't ask him for anything.
Hell no.
What was he going to ask him for?
No. Ask him, like, maybe they into the same sports team or something. Oh, like, you ask him, like.
No, because, see, I don't really, like, think. I don't want nobody ever think I'm trying to get a favor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, I mean, he's a way bigger star than me in people's eyes, you know. So, I mean, he gets a lot more perks than me. Because, like, when we did the SAG Awards, you know, they made me bunch up with the bad guys. You know, and they got to go around. And
what do you mean you got to bunch up?
Well, we had to take group photos instead of me just being by myself, you know, walking out there. As you.
Oh, the red carpet.
Yeah, the red carpet.
Bad guys.
And then they didn't interview everybody, you know, like the Nazis and stuff. Did you see it? Did you?
No.
I saw a SAG Awards?
Sorry, that's it. Another day.
Yeah, guys, how many Nazi things we didn't talk about?
No, that's a character on the show.
Fair enough.
Nazis on the show.
That's right, that's right. Wait, you had to pose with them?
Yeah.
What are the bad guys?
Me and the Nazis. That's just the Nazis.
Oh my God.
Right up the
podcast.
What about Saul?
Saul wasn't there, man.
He had his own spot.
I don't know where he was. He didn't.
Oh, he wasn't
up
at the awards at all.
No, he didn't come.
Oh, he must have had another gig.
Well, me and Dean Norris and Gomez, we posed together too, you know.
How are you?
Dean Norris is Hank.
Yeah, Hank and Gomez. Steve Q. Kimizada. I can't say.
Who's he? Who's Gomez again?
Gomez.
His partner.
Gomi.
Oh, the Mexican guy, the DEA. Yeah.
How? What about Cranston? Were you cool with Cranston?
Yeah, man. He's a great guy. He was the one that really, I told him thank you that night at SAG Awards, because after our first season, he said, oh, you'll be back. And when he told me that, it just.
Really?
You actually just sounded, you sounded like him.
Yeah, I was kind of got
it. Say, I'm the one knocking.
I'm the one knocking.
All right, now you lost it.
That's what he said. I'm the one who knocks.
I'm the one who knocks. Exactly. Say my name.
Exactly. Now you sound black, though. You lost it. You had it for a second.
Well, I mean, he's highly black, because, I mean, when you go gangster, you got to go and put some black in.
You didn't help him out with that?
Huh? No, I didn't. I think he got a, you know, a touch of ego.
Like, you wasn't walking past with, like, some chips, and he's practicing his lines, and he was like, put some more black in there.
Yeah, get some hood in you. Get some hood in you.
Hey, okay. Yo, Brian, come take a ride with me real quick.
Right.
Take him downtown Albuquerque.
Yeah, but
I know everyone around here.
American Indians. Native Americans.
Did you teach him to talk jive? Maybe give him some jive lessons?
He's been Jew bashing the whole time, but he goes, Native Americans.
Yeah, what the fuck? Hey, I gotta pay them respect because y'all took their land.
Not me.
The Jews.
No, it wasn't the Jews. That was the regular whites.
The regular whites.
Well, Jews did not take their land.
The regular whites.
The regular, the Christian ones.
Do you think Jews and whites are the same?
I think everybody white the same.
They're different.
They don't include. Different. We're in different parties.
I'm going to tell you something. When I'm walking in the wrong neighborhood, if y'all white, I don't care if you're Jewish or WASP or whatever.
He knows exactly what he's talking about.
Hey, white Anglo-Saxon, y'all be looking at me all the same.
That's
damn
true.
Way.
He is right in that part.
By the way, I think, I'm going to tell you, Lavelle Crawford, by the way, is a total phony.
Why?
He's a phony.
Why?
Because he's like a wrestler. He plays the character
of
hyped up kind of fat guy bumpkin. It's all bullshit.
He knows what he's doing.
Fucking bullshit. I knew that last time too, but now I'm calling
him
out.
Doing?
Oh my God, it's all bullshit.
Hey.
I'm sure he gets to the phone and he's like, what the fuck is going on? You send me this goddamn bullshit interview, do shit like this again?
Fine.
And then he gets off the phone and he's like, hey, it's me.
This is fucking beneath me, okay?
Yeah,
right.
That's you.
Well, man, you know I've been around the park, baby.
I know you have.
You got to always be able to matriculate with everybody.
Matriculate, exactly. That's
what
I'm talking
about. You got to be able to do it with anybody. You know, I mean, I'm hanging out with rich Jews. I'm gonna talk about rich Jew shit.
That's true. You're
respect
good.
It.
You are good.
What up? Poor gangster ass Puerto Ricans. I'm talking poor gangster.
Poor gangster Puerto Ricans.
What any other?
I'm just saying. We understand.
I was poor growing up. I wasn't that poor, though. My mom hates when I say that.
She hates you say
my mom.
Because you weren't really poor.
Yeah, we weren't, like, dirt poor.
You just
poor.
Didn't have mad extra
shit. What is considered poor? Okay.
I guess
your light's almost getting cut out.
Yeah, none of that ever. My mom always was on point. But I'm just saying, we lived in, like, a nasty apartment in the Bronx. Not the worst. We didn't live in, the ghetto South Bronx. But we,
food to eat. Your
always had
work.
Food. My mom always wear always, yeah.
But by the way, I tell
clothes,
you, I want to. I did it earlier on the same podcast with Tech N9ne. I don't know why I'm big on calling out black people today, but I'm gonna give you another pet peeve of black people.
Call them out.
When you get a group of black people around each other,
right.
The amount of telling the same old stories together, like they all live the exact same thing, is bullshit.
No,
sometimes it's bullshit. For example, when
you.
People
you
start,
here. You didn't live the plight of bad life, did you?
No,
hell no. I can.
He's
tell
African
you
though.
He's African. But no, like the ass whooping stories.
If he was walking in your neighborhood, you would look at his ass just like you look at me. I don't care if he.
How did I look at you?
Unless he was driving a cab.
Okay. I'm going to try to break this down.
You know what I was even saying, though?
Yes, I understand what you're saying, but I have a theory.
Let me just explain for the audience, though, because when we're talking about it in the room, right, ass whoopings.
You say the same hood story.
Every ass whoopings, they go, my mom would throw the shoe like a boomerang. It would hit me in the head and fly right back. Okay, I've heard 50 comics tell that, and now every person repeats it. It's not necessarily
true
of everyone.
My mama never threw a shoe, and it came back. Now, my mama threw a shoe and killed my sister's hamster. My sister's hamster with one of them old clocks. And she tried to put him back in the cage, and she said, don't you say shit.
Are you being serious?
I'm serious. She killed my sister's hamster with a clock, and he kept getting out. And he was twitching on the side. And he lived for about a month ago, like he was a
life support
hamster ghost. And he just kept crawling around and looking at my mother I'm telling everyone that you killed me with a size 6 clock. He kept crawling. He kept living.
I have bad news about your mother. She's evil.
No. She just was trying to
stop. Why didn't you take
her?
It out of its misery?
I was just seeing how long you can hang in there.
Oh my
god. He lived a ghetto life. That hamster lived a ghetto life. He hung in there. He made like three or four littles of babies too.
After?
After. He was still getting on that ass.
All right, now, Saif, what were you going to say? You said, here's what it is.
It's too deep.
It's too deep about the storytelling?
Oh, Saif, you got to tell it.
It's like, I've been really, like, thinking about this in the last couple of years, like, how, I don't know if it's a condition or if you go to all these different hoods in different states, they all look the same. And it's like we're systematically placed in these types of neighborhoods, and the same type of treatment is leading to the same type of results.
So experiences are always the same.
It's like there's a couple people that break out of it, but most of the people live the same life in different states, different hoods. And on top of that, you have to claim that your hood is better than the next. So the divide and conquer and the fighting in between is crazy, even though it's the same hood.
How can you say yours is better?
Same hood.
That's the only thing you had to fight for if you don't have no dreams.
Oh, you have. So you have to fight for.
I'm going to tell you something about it. The stories that were played back when we was growing up are now, they don't, moms at the club twerking. Now, moms ain't the same moms that gave you some dreams and want to be an astronaut and all the stuff. Like me, wanted to be a dream. I wanted to be a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. I wanted to be successful. And you seen the people that you seen, like St. Elsewhere with Denzel Washington and stuff. And you seen people, going and doing something with their life, even if you seen brothers graduate from college. Now, you don't see it as much. Mm-hmm. You don't see.
You been on TV?
Yeah, well, life too. Life, because like even when I was growing up, I seen cats that were gone to do successful things to come back and take care of their mom.
Yeah.
And they was respectful of their mom, and them kids that got a shoe thrown at them, their mom would whoop that ass and was whooping their ass for a reason. Now these mothers whooping their ass out of stress and out of just craziness, anger, like the daughter sleeping with her boyfriend, crap, all this old stupid stuff that don't even matter. The world is just like, do you think?
The fact of the matter is there's a child who's been probably hit before because they kept bothering the mother when the mother was trying to take a selfie to send to a guy.
Yeah.
That happens.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. Now this Facebook crap, man, everybody on it. It's so weird. You got grandmamas on it with leopard outfits on. Want you to friend them and stuff. I'm like, no, Miss Jenkins.
I'm good.
You need to go watch them kids. But it's just the thing about that whole, that's now it was strong mothers back then. Like I had the stories of my mother, which some of them are true. They are true. But my mom, but the thing is, why they true is now that I'm sitting up here with you talking about Jewish things. And
your mom didn't have much back in the day, but she gave you drive and incentive.
Yeah, but she worked. She worked every day. My dad left us when she was young. When she was young, we were babies. And she went out and got a good job, worked at Pennzoil Motor Oil Company for years. Made a living. And other women in the neighborhood was on welfare and put their bills in the Bible.
Yeah.
And they look down on my mama for having her crap together.
Yeah.
So, you ever seen, she was really, my mother was uppity in the hood. Where Chris Rock talked about his mother, how she didn't want to be ghetto in the hood. That's exactly how my mother was. She had boyfriends and stuff, but she had a level. She had a level. And the way she carried herself made my sisters think better of themselves. It made me reveal.
We just had a real moment.
It was a real moment.
I'm just keeping it real. You wanted to break it down to the systematic of the grid.
That's right. I was just making fun of black people. Just regular.
Yeah, I know. But Jews tell crappy stories too.
That are made up.
Hear about, oh man, you want to eat a gefilte fish? I'll tell you where you get a nice gefilte fish at.
That story has a point.
Oh my God, that matzo ball ad is going to sit wrong.
You don't like matzo balls? Don't lie.
Yeah, no, they're horrible.
Really? Not in the
market. Where you live now, L.A.?
Yeah, I live in L.A.
And you don't like Jew food?
Listen,
I like kosher beef and stuff like that, kosher pickles.
Delicious.
Go to, you ever been to Italy?
Nah, not yet.
In the ghettos of Rome, the Jewish ghettos, they got the good, for some reason, whatever reason, their plight of back in the day, they had to fry their Jewish food.
Right.
It's different. It's good.
You like the fried Jew food.
They fried it.
Why the Jews and Italians so are so close? I know it's on like
similar.
Like on Goodfellas. They, you know, right.
This is always because the Italians in those movies were always into crime, and there was some Jew who was also into crime.
And Jews was Italy,
Rome,
like
Rome.
I don't know anything like that.
Rome was the only country that didn't kick the Jews out.
Really?
Yeah.
Italy?
Mm-hmm. Well, Rome. I don't know about the rest of the country, but in Rome.
In Rome.
Yeah, because Stalin was working with Hitler. Yeah.
They didn't kick him out. I mean, they had him in a section. Y'all over here in the ghetto. It's your spot.
But they let us stay.
They let you stay. They didn't bust you in the head too hard.
Thank you.
But see, I ain't got nothing to get.
That guy's real tall.
Who's that guy?
Who's that really tall guy?
I don't know. I gave him a couple of dollars. He's been following me around ever since.
Do you know him though? Is he with you?
What you want?
What you want?
The hell you standing there? You scaring the Jewish man. He got worried when he seen you standing at the door. I don't trust him. I mean, the guy.
I said that man is tall. Now he's giving you the finger. Oh, that's not nice.
No, he smells like vaginas. I don't know why.
Really?
He never had sex.
That's fucking weird. How much sex do you have in these days, Lavelle?
Yeah, I get it probably twice a week.
Really?
Yeah, you know. Gotta take care of my wife. I always got something to prove.
Twice a week's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
How long you been married?
5 years next week.
How long you known her?
7 years. I mean 9 years.
White That's woman?
Pretty good.
Black. Hell no.
You been white?
No
Did you go white?
White women, no offense.
Did you go white?
Would I go white?
Did you?
No, you went black.
She black as hell.
From
she,
where?
She like brown. From Chicago.
Chicago. Oh, okay.
How'd you
I
meet her?
Her sister. I mean, because if she'd hit the fan, I'm going to need me somebody that
What does she
fan.
Do?
Nothing.
She's home.
Take care of my son.
Right.
Keeps the house on lock.
What, you got any other roles or any other?
Yeah, I was on The Crazy Ones with Robin Williams. I did that. That was pretty cool.
What was that?
The Crazy Ones, the new sitcom out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was guarding the Victoria's Secret fancy $10 million brow. I was with the Victoria's Secret models.
That's good.
Yeah, that was a pretty cool show. And then I did a super fun night with Rebel Wilson. And I played a bodyguard that was after her.
Everybody talks to you about Breaking Bad, right?
Everybody. Breaking Bad is like the key to the city, man.
Look at you.
It's the hottest show, man. I'm waiting for somebody. I'm up for this. I got this movie, but we wait for them to get done casting it so we can shoot it. I'm ready to shoot that sucker called Evil Nature, man.
What is that?
It's a movie about... It's a kind of like a Halloween movie. Like, they got this guy. He's a possessed farmer. And he makes these demonic ass pumpkins, and they going around killing people.
And what are you in this movie?
I play the guy who dies first.
A lazy ass cop. No, I'm a star. I'm one of the stars.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, you know, black folks don't die no more, man. We heroes.
Oh, man. Horror movie? Black guy. You died first.
I like.
I'm a hero in this movie. Man.
I like that lazy ass cop could be super funny.
Yeah, I'm a lazy ass cop. I don't do nothing. But Dan Fogler from Balls of Fire, he's my partner. And he's just so overzealous. He's just got to want to be the number one top cop. And I'm like, man, chill out. We in a small ass town. Ain't nothing going on here.
Let's just sit around.
Sit down. Chill out, man. Get a donut. We got a nice thing going on here.
Now, do you ever think about that if your body was different, how different your career and roles would be? And would it benefit you or hurt you?
That's a good question. Well, let me ask you the same question. I don't know if my body, because me being a big guy.
Like you being the lazy cop, right? Isn't that because you're a big guy? That they go, well, obviously you're funny. That makes the most sense.
Oh, yeah, but it's funny and it's hilarious, you know. But, you know, I can also be a bad guy, you know, because who I played on the show, Saul Goodman, you know, I was lazy.
But were you bad? Yeah, you were lazy on that, too.
Yeah, I was lazy on that. But
you were kind of a cop.
I was scared the hell out of Ted Beneke. We scared the hell out. I was punking Ted Beneke, you know. I mean, you know, at some moment.
Damn near killed him.
Yeah, damn near killed him.
Oh, yeah, that's
damn
right.
Damn near wrecked his ass, you know. He ran it through the wall and shit.
Oh, that shit was fucking weird.
Yeah.
I thought he died.
I thought he died, too.
I was hoping he died so it could be in a court case, you know. It would have been cool.
Just have a court case?
Yeah, just be sitting up there trying, and Saul had to get me out of, you know, out of court.
Would you try to lobby?
Drew walked out again.
What'd you say? He walked out again.
The nigga Drew walked out.
Ran out.
We said, I thought you killed him. I thought he died. And he goes, oh.
We kill killing this dude. Spoiler alert. I thought you were 5, though. 5, he's not. He's cool.
He probably don't even.
Oh, that's right. He is.
It's happening right now, right?
In the beginning, yeah.
Isn't it pretty early, though, in season 5?
Fuck him, man. You bad late.
Right, you real late.
A lot of shows I'm late on, but not Breaking Bad.
Right, Netflix, you should be up on
Yeah, get your fucking life together.
I mean, they had like 1,300 marathons.
If he wasn't fucking some bitches, at three bitches at the same time.
Dang, he doing it like that?
He now Lavelle wants to go talk to him.
He's like, are they cute? Or he just, you know.
He's
make 3 of them to make one good one.
He has some bad bitches, but he'll also bless the not so bad bitches. Like, right, show them love.
Right. See, that's where my brother be messing up, be screwing some ugly girls and getting a little competent.
Not ugly. I'm not saying ugly.
They ain't ugly.
No,
Drew has some winners, and then he has some not winners. But that's life.
What is a winner to you? What's a winner to you?
Yeah, the same thing. A winner to anyone.
No. So that big guy right there that just walked past. Yeah,
why does he like?
He'll screw a gorilla if you put a mouthpiece on it.
But he doesn't say that's a winner. He's not looking at it.
I mean, because we be driving down the street, he'd be like, damn. And I look over and I'd be like, who are you looking at, Precious?
Nothing good.
Nothing. Because he don't mind. I mean, I'm going to tell you a story. You're going to be mad, but I'm going to tell the story.
Please. Tell it.
Okay, I know you know about smoking weed. I can tell.
He doesn't. No, I do.
You don't smoke weed?
I know, I just look like
you got a weed look.
No, I'm probably secondhand high from last night.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what makes it. You smoke weed?
Yes.
Now? Why do you smoke weed? Your Jewish mother is so ashamed.
She's so ashamed. She's disgusted.
It's okay. My roll went up. But
what Drake said, my mother be mortified.
Mortified. But look. We was in Wichita, Kansas, right? And we was up there, and we rolled one up, and they had brought some weed. It was like 5 of them. I mean, I called them buffarillas because they was they could whoop your ass. I'm just saying. They was
okay. Buffarillas.
Buffarillas.
Like buffaloes.
They had had a body of a buffalo and face of a gorilla.
You're an asshole.
Hello, man. I'm an asshole. It's the truth. That Jew, come on, that gay Jew just jumped out of you again.
You're an asshole.
You're a
fucking asshole, Val.
I mean, come on, man.
So, yeah, go ahead.
All right, so the buffarillas rolled up.
Right. So we up there, and we, you know, they bought some weed. It was some Reggie Miller. It was regular. You know, we were smoking it. It wasn't that good. But we getting high. He's turned on because, I mean, he loves a woman with a back like Warren Sapp. And... And so we sat up there. It was one little buffarilla, and then it just kept getting bigger as you go on. And we just smoking. And he's gonna just break out. I guess he wanted to get an ugly orgy started with no cameras allowed. You know, so he was just like, "Ew, since we smoking weed, let me ask you, lady, something. How many pickles y'all done sucked? You know, who sucked the most dick out of y'all, right?"
I never, right,
but we have.
By the way, saying since we're smoking weed is not a fair intro to that. I've smoked weed a million times, never asked anyone about how many dicks they suck. Since we're getting high, y'all ever been raped? You can't just say whatever you want since you're getting high.
Weed takes all your inhibitions down. Not me. I didn't say it.
So you're just sitting there like,
what's smoking like, weed?
He said it at the wrong time. Now, we were the Victoria's Secret models. That's something you ask. When you with buffarillas, you keep that shit to yourself. We don't want nobody getting no inkling that we want to lay up.
So you were only participating
We wanted to get something started at Animal Planet.
You were only participating this to get some weed. Because you're out of town?
I'm just smoking.
Being social,
I'm just being nice. But anyway, so they got to talking. Like the smallest one, it was almost like the Three Bears story. The smaller one said, I sucked a few dicks. And she smoked. And then the next size up, she was like, I had a few. And then one next to the biggest one, she said, Hell, I didn't know I did about 30, 40. I ain't gonna lie. And then the big one, she got kind of a little mustache. She's like, yeah, I can't even count how many dicks I done sucked. Then they passed the joint to me, and I put that some bitch out. And they was like, what's wrong with you? Why you put the weed? I said, look, between all 5 of y'all, y'all done sucked at least 1,500 dicks. And if I'm smoking this joint with you, that means I'm sucking them too. I put the joint out, man. I kicked him out of my room. I herded him out of my room. I shot up a gun. Shot a like,
yeah!
Like, yeah!
Move. Yeah!
The buffarillas ran?
The buffarillas ran.
Where is a buffarilla's natural habitat?
Most of the time, it's mostly in the Midwest. They run around the plains. They hibernate this
the
time.
Plains. The plains. The plain states.
They,
we
know,
gotta
man.
Go, yeah. We gotta
all
go.
Right, look.
Get some for the show.
I don't know. Don't you think we could use the I thought we could use he had one. Oh,
racism?
Hanukkah. The Hanukkah story about what is Hanukkah, I thought was pretty funny.
Do you
for
get it in? Cap, edit
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. There's no curse or anything. I like that.
Yeah, we used the Hanukkah thing.
Yeah, that was the cleanest one.
Yeah,
no, I won't use anything else.
Yeah, that's very clean.
His name is Lavelle Crawford. He's at Caroline's all weekend long.
Yes, sir.
Cypher Sound be there Saturday night.
Saturday
so
night.
So try to avoid Saturday
who's
night.
Who's that Friday?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who's in there?
I don't know.
God damn it.
I don't know.
Not you. You didn't prioritize.
Saturday's the best night, though. I'm going to kill
Saturday it. Saturday's going to be fun. It was going to be a lot of fun. I can't
I've
wait.
Been back on my stand-up shit. We got a TV show coming out.
Oh, yeah.
On VH1, so.
You know, you said that already in the same podcast.
I don't care. Good. They need to know. Hey, Juan
like
Epstein
Terrell
fans.
Davis, man.
No. I mean, you told Lavelle already.
No, but I'm saying we got a TV show coming out, so I want to use this as springboard to start hitting the road. Start okay. doing them stand-up. So I'm gonna headline with you.
All right,
dual
come on.
Headline.
You want to do a headline?
Yeah. Called the Buffarilla Tour.
Yeah, the Buffarilla Tour. You guys are Buffarillos.
Sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings.
The Buffarillo Tour.
Buffarilla Tour.
Thanks, Lavelle.
Thank you, Mr. Rosenberger. I hope we didn't put too much.
I'll smooth it over at the next meeting.
Yeah, I don't know that gassing thing he said.
Oh, no, he's trying to bury you again.
Hit him with a Farrakhan, man. Hit him with a Farrakhan.
Farrakhan, you don't want better Farrakhan.
The money hungry, blood sucking Jew.
And all that, no.
Good night.
Whatever. We out.